This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with hands your money.
About to listen to a number of different aspects in the life of the American family farmer. This program and podcast is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American family farmer. In addition to being a radio broadcaster, I've been around cows and the farm all my life. It's a very important part of my heritage, and I hope a part of my legacy will be saving a fabulous farm that I own in Framingham, Massachusetts, something to work on. A lot of farmers are trying to save their farm, and the government's support in terms of fixing the tax bill, the tax rules in the new bill, is laudable. So we'll get to a conversation in a few minutes with Mary Kimball, who's the executive director of the Center for Land-Based Learning. I think you'll find this to be a fascinating way to help you understand what's going on in high schools around the country. How are they learning about farming and agriculture, the tools that are necessary, that sort of thing. We're here to solve problems, your problem on the farm. This is a program that's dedicated to the family farmers, the people that are running farm businesses, and to the locavores who are very eager to see our way of life and what we do continue because it's good for their way of life. And to that point, I find it interesting the overview of the World Ag Expo, which starts on February the 13th up in Tulare, California. I've gone to a couple of these and been fascinated by who shows up, that is the farmers and the people that are there exhibiting. It is a great, I would say, if you're a farmer in America and you haven't gone to the World Ag Expo at least once, you ought to try to do it. Bring the family. It's the perfect time of year. You can't do much on your farm unless you're in the warm weather climes like the southeast or the southwest. So, and the weather in Central California this time of year is marvelous. Maybe a little dry up there, but anywhere you are around the country, if you can get, and I'm not doing an ad for them, I'm just saying I think it's a good take at least once in the life of a farmer. World Ag Expo in Tulare, California. It's only $15 to get in each day, and if you buy tickets ahead of time, it's $12 online. And again, the great things you can see there. I remember being fascinated with all the equipment. But there are animals. It's an important place, and there are a lot of things that happen, a lot of events for farmers, a lot of educational opportunities, the curriculum, the way that you can learn about how to better do things on your farm. It really is. It's a great way. There are a lot of images online, and you can easily go to sign up. I believe it's World Ag. Let me see if I can find the email address. I think it's worldagexpo.com. All right, so you might want to check that out. Speaking of the things that are going on right now, the here and the now, about the president's State of the Union speech, many of you watched it. Many of you feel that Trump was elected because of you, rural America. If you look at the states that he pulled, the 270 votes from the Electoral College didn't come from the East Coast or the West Coast. They didn't come from big states, and they didn't come from big cities. The largest number of solid supporters for Trump were people in rural America, people on farms, and yet the things that have been done so far, I can think of a couple of things that are really anti-ag. One of them is the net neutrality rule that the FCC has passed, which is probably going to end up in the Supreme Court, and they're going to get defeated. But that's a real kick in the butt to farmers who need to have access, as do we all now. The world runs on computers. The world runs on connections that we have through social media. The world runs on information that we find by Googling things. And if you don't have access, fair and open access to all of that, and that's what net neutrality does. Net neutrality or you take it away. Neutrality means everybody has the ability to get things in the same way at the same speed. If you pay the same price in Akron, Ohio, as people pay in, that's a good place, Richview, Illinois, which is a small little town of 540 people, that you ought to be able to get at things the same way, right? Well, if the guys at Verizon and AT&T have their way, and they're the ones that got this passed because the guy who's chairman of the FCC used to work for Verizon, so duh, and then you can't, if this thing is allowed to wither away on the vine because these companies don't want to support the what it costs to get the right internet speeds in these rural communities, then we all lose because we need to have farmers on top of things. It's a competitive world, a competitive business. And more, I just heard of a friend of mine that was a dairy farmer in western Massachusetts, pulled a plug this week on his dairy operation, can't do it anymore, can't afford to. Government regulations are so stupid, and the way that the big company, the one big company, because that's all there is one big fluid milk company, controls the cost, the way the huge agribusiness is milking 5,000, 10,000 cows affect somebody who's maybe 200 cows, 300 cows, or if you can't do it. And so that's something that needs to be addressed, and it hasn't been. And so the first State of the Union address that the president presented, he continued his promises to turn the page on decades of unfair trade deals and to rebuild the nation's crumbling infrastructure. Both of those issues are major concerns for American family farmers. So I noticed it was interesting, the National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson issued a statement that I'm going to paraphrase somewhat on the president's remarks. He said, quote, "Family farmers and rural residents are looking to the president to deliver on his promises to fix the nation's failed free trade agreements. The framework is really, they talk about crumbling rural infrastructure, crumbling framework of these things that put the American family farmer, the small guy, at a very a distinct disadvantage." Johnson goes on to say the president rightly spoke to how our past trade agreements disadvantaged the working class, family farmers, and the communities that the farms are in. These agreements operate under a failed framework that the president can begin to fix by replacing NAFTA with an agreement that addresses our massive trade deficit and lost sovereignty. President Trump has gone about this in a fashion that isn't necessarily conducive to positive relations with our trading partners. He's hit the, I'm paraphrasing this now because he's used a wooden hammer approach, and it's not, that's not the best way to do this. The administration needs to produce, so says Roger Johnson, a better NAFTA and avoid massive market disruptions through the NAFTA withdrawal, if we have one. Just rebuild it. And that's what the president said he was going to do. He said, quote, "We appreciate the president's attention to current infrastructure problems, clearly a growing need for significant federal investment in our roads and rail beds and broadband and dams and all of that sort of thing. Hopefully Congress will move swiftly in developing the infrastructure package." And that doesn't speak to all of the things that I talk about with regularity on the air about how the infrastructure is crumbling because it's badly built in the first place. We're not using American technology and American workers to their best advantage because the unions have, as usual, made a mockery of the system by insisting that there be things in, and this is stuff the average person doesn't know, but the way the specification for road work or bridge work isn't anywhere near strong enough to really withstand the test of time. They do a cheap job, a bad job, so they can keep doing it over and over again and keep all these people working. Meanwhile, you and I are paying through our taxes not only the gas tax, but the road taxes and the money for the infrastructure comes out of our regular tax rolls as well. So anyway, food for thought from the president and on the advent of the first presidential State of the Union address for this president. In a moment, we're going to meet Mary Kimball, and we're going to learn about land-based programs that are helping high school students understand what's going on the farm. It's 15 past the hour.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
16 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Mary Kimball, who started with land-based learning back in 1998, has been responsible for its growth. There was one program when she started, and now there are many. Let's talk about the mission of the Center for Land-Based Learning first. Mary, welcome.
Well, good morning, Doug. Welcome from Northern California.
Well, it's a good place to be. I spent a lot of time in California. I like Southern California, but Northern California is a good ag region.
It's an incredible agriculture region. I'm in north of Sacramento, about 20 miles, and, of course, the Great Central Valley, which is one of the most amazing agricultural regions in the world. And you were talking about the World Ag Expo in Tulare, which is a lot of fun. And I'll be there along with many of my colleagues as well as many of the high school students that we work with, and we'll get into that. But it's, you're absolutely right. It's just an incredible opportunity
you
to learn
take it
about
in
the
once.
Most innovative things. Yeah.
You gotta, at least once, if you're a farmer, you got to go there. It really is.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Tell us about the center itself and your focus on youngsters.
That's right. Yeah, the Center for Land-Based Learning has been a nonprofit organization now since 2001, but we started with programming for high school students back in 1993. So actually this year is celebrating our 25th year. And our mission is to create and inspire the next generation of farmers, agricultural leaders, and natural resource stewards. We work with high school students, like we mentioned, but we also work with adults and have a beginning farmer training program. So we do both sides of the equation, work with the younger folks who are just kind of starting to even understand opportunities in agriculture, as well as those who may have made that decision as an adult that they want to literally change careers and become farmers. So that's exciting as well. I'd love to talk about that with you.
All right. Well, let's the focus here on how we get people to stay in agriculture. You may have heard me say a few minutes ago, a friend of mine who runs a dairy farm in Massachusetts is closing down after 106 years in his family running a dairy farm, but they can't make it anymore because of government policy, because of the ridiculous pressures that are put on farmers that are milking cows now by the Suiza family and Dean Foods and that ilk. So when youngsters come along and they say they want to become farmers, what do you tell them about when they see this headline? They say, okay, this farm is going out of business, and or the farmer dies and can't pay the tax bill, so you got to sell the farm. That's got to be something that's in the heads of these kids, and you got to talk them through it. So let's get to that in a moment. Mary Kimball is here, Executive Director of the Center for Land-Based Learning. Great educational opportunity for young and old alike, it sounds like. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your window.
23 after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. Our mission today is to help you understand from this corner of the world what's going on to encourage youngsters who are interested in becoming farmers, and maybe older folks who want a career change. How do you do that? Here's a really good basic way, a great organization called Land-Based Learning. You can go to their website, which is landbasedlearning.org, follow their programs, figure out what's going on. Are you mostly in California? This is mostly for youngsters that are in California, and maybe we get inspired thoughts in people's minds in other states to do the same thing. Is that a fair statement, Mary?
Yes, it is. We are only in California right now. 27 counties. California is a pretty big state, so yep. even 27 counties is, we started out with one, so 25 years
ago. Gotta start someplace.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You gotta start someplace.
All right, so let's, how did you learn how to be a farmer?
How did I learn? Well, I, like you, it sounds like, I grew up on a family farm. I grew up on a small farm, 20 acres, north here of Sacramento, just in the same area where I live today. Mm-hmm. And my parents were part of that generation, the late 60s, early 70s, that back to the land generation.
Yep.
And they were from the Bay Area, from Berkeley area, and, but my dad had, His father had farmer friends, right, as many folks did in that era, and he worked on a cattle ranch for many years as he was growing up and through college, and it just connected with him. He loved everything about agriculture and about farming, and so when he got the opportunity, he and my mom bought a small farm and literally, you know, set up camp on it because there was no buildings. There was just a well and some fences. And so, you know, created a life for them and for myself and my siblings. And so that's how I learned. We had livestock growing up, but also completely surrounded, of course, by many, many farmers, large scale and small scale farmers growing in this area, of course, lots of vegetables and fruits and nut crops and orchards. And, you know, we obviously are so incredibly diverse here in California, now growing over 450 different crops. So I learned from all of them too, right? All of my neighbors, and started working for farms when I was, other farms besides my own family's farms, when I was 12. So there was always something to learn. Absolutely.
Well, it's learning, it's being around it, it's taking that learning and passing it on. Farmers are not great teachers, I have found, although I learned what I have. I in terms of a family, I didn't have much family, but I became connected to a couple of farm families that were right in the same neighborhood where I grew up, and they were my mentors. They created the atmosphere, I guess, socially, environmentally, attitudinally. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of my sensitivity to animals comes from one of the two men, a guy who was my second father. He was a very sensitive, kind, gentle man. And when I was exposed to sheep and pigs and cows on his farm, the way he handled himself, I wasn't conscious of it, but we are, what we grow up around. Our environment will predicate who we are. And so I think a lot of times when it comes to farming, especially, your attitude toward animals is set by the people that you have grown up around. I think a lot of farmers do great work with animals, and I think some farmers are just cruel, and I don't support some of the things going on some of the farms, frankly. I don't. But, you know, it's what you learn. So you're trying to teach people the right way to do it, from what I can see. I love when I'm looking at the pictures of these kids that are in the on the website. Go to the website, landbasedlearning.org, and we're going to get to some of the specific programs that are there and how you can learn. Maybe you want to be inspired to set something up like this in your own state. 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Before after the hour now, our adventure continues on the American Family Farmer, focusing on what's going on around the country, various programs, ideas, possibilities for you to enhance agriculture for yourself and people that you care about, make it bigger, broader, wider. Thus the work of landbasedlearning.org. Mary Kimball is the executive director, as they have a center that's working with youngsters, high school students, and adults. So how many people in the 28 counties here in California, because this is the only place where you exist to this point anyway, but I hope it gives ideas to, and there have to be other ways of getting this message out to people around the country to support agriculture. Without people is not to support agriculture. So you've been sort of abstract here in my presentation. What are some of the programs that you offer, and how do you find either the youngsters themselves or the older folks who want a career change?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, the main one I'll talk about are for the young folks, for the high school students, is our Farms Leadership Program. And that's the program we created, you know, back in 93 that is still going today. And that program takes high school students out of the classroom and onto farms, ranches, processing facilities, ag businesses, colleges and universities, wildlife areas, every single month for an entire school year. So it's a group. We have these kind of these cohorts of students, of 30 students, and there's usually 5 high schools represented within each of those cohorts. So not only are these students getting out and going to, they're predominantly urban and have never been in agricultural right. areas before, have never seen these kinds of...
Don't know one end of a cow from another, so to speak.
No, they and they don't know anything about the opportunities and jobs in agriculture, mm-hmm. the innovation, the technology. They don't know any of that. So we're just doing the, you know, kind of basics. But literally getting them out onto those farms, and they're learning from each other because they're learning from other, other schools, students from other schools, and they're learning leadership skills at the same time, which is really critical. So we have those programs going on throughout the state. We have 16 of those cohorts throughout California, and that's on the youth side. So we work really with the teachers. You know, it's always the teachers who make the difference, right? Mm-hmm. And who take those kinds of opportunities for students to get them out and to do different things. It's very hard to get high school students out of the classroom, because if you're taking them out for an entire school day, like we do, 7 or 8 times over the course of the school year, you know, there's a substitute teacher that has to be in that classroom to replace that teacher. So we pay for that. We help pay for that. We help pay for transportation. And then, you know, obviously those teachers are also getting professional experience. They're learning way more about agriculture and food production and all of these issues and challenges as well that they can then take back to the rest of their students in all of the other classes that they teach. So it's great because we're hitting the students and their lives and their futures and connecting them to agriculture and food production in ways that they never knew existed. But we're also helping to teach the teachers. And so it's a really neat opportunity for them as well.
I'm looking at some of the programs that you have listed on the website, landbasedlearning.org, mm-hmm. the California Farm Academy. We grow farmers. I kind of like that. That's a nice handle to have on that because you are growing farmers. They're really.
That's for adults.
Yeah, I wondered how you differentiate.
Yeah, so that's our adult program. We for beginning farmers, and these are folks that could be anywhere from early 20s to, you know, we've had folks in the program up into the mid 50s, but most of them are in their 30s. And as I was referring to earlier, they're career changers. So these are folks that have been doing other things in their lives up to this point, but have made a decision to change careers and to become farmers. And so we have a 7-month training program that really starts them out in that path. We have an accredited apprenticeship in farm and ranch management, and then we have an incubator program where we lease land. And then we lease it to beginning farmers so that they can get started with their own farming enterprises because, of course, access to land, especially here in California, but certainly this is an issue all around the country, access to land and access to credit, you know, is a really, these are the two big barriers for beginning farmers. So we're helping them out with those barriers so that they can get started, and we give them access to all kinds of resources, everything from technical resources to marketing resources to help with business planning, to help with the financial and accounting side, tax preparation. You were, referring earlier, of course, to regulation. California is the most regulated state in the country when it comes to agriculture. And so we have rules here that most other states don't have.
Are ridiculous. Rules that are ridiculous.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, right. Ridiculous.
That's right. And so our staff help the beginning farmers with those kinds of challenges as well. So it really is this all around kind of wraparound services, so to speak, to help this next generation of farmers get going and also connect them, you know, to your point earlier about farmers in your community that really helped you. We have, just like every community has, just incredible farm mentors that want to help the next generation. And maybe they don't have children in their own families that want to take over the farm, but they want to help find other people to do that. And so we just have incredible mentors in this community that are helping these beginning farmers with whatever aspect of agriculture they need help with.
I'm sort of chuckling here as I'm listening to you describe some of the farmers. Because as I grew up, there were two men who helped me there's no measure to the help. But there were a couple of other guys in the community who were pretty curmudgeon-y. And some of these old times.
There's always those, right?
Right. So, you know, I don't want people to think, even though we aim this program at the American family farmer, the family, the farm business, the locavores, there are plenty of people who are interested in food news, and they listen in, and they want to know what life is like on the farm. Many farmers today, because of the, I suppose, increased interest in agritourism, more people are coming to the farm, more people are seeing what's going on, and for the most part, that's pretty desirable. At least in my case it is, because I want kids to come to the farm and not be afraid of the cows and not be afraid of the tractors. And just because it's big and it makes noise doesn't mean that you have to be afraid of it. And so there's that. But I can remember as a kid growing up, there was and I am now very close to this guy's son. And he and I became close in my mature days. But I was this guy scared the hell out of me when I was a kid.
Yes. I had those too growing up.
Yeah, right.
And we tend to not take the students to those kinds of farms.
No.
You know, you get to know, right, who those farmers and ranchers are and folks in the ag business industry that are very welcoming and open and great educators. And not everyone you said this earlier, not everyone is, and that's completely okay.
Yep, it is, because we wouldn't want it to be the same everywhere. But I want to know whether you teach people, do you get them, farmers are usually very handy. I've developed great skills, understanding mechanics, understanding equipment, understanding growing from seeds. I mean, there's so much there, and what my preferences are as to how to run my farm, is probably a lot based on what these fellas did around me. I remember as a kid taking apart a Ferguson engine, a Continental engine, a four-cylinder engine for a Ferguson TO30. I don't even know if you know what a Ferguson 30 is, but very simple. You don't know what it is, but you take the head off of it. You take a pair of pliers, you can get pretty much everything off of the
thing. Anything, yes.
And you can take a scraper, a paint scraper, and clean off the heads and clean off the top of the block and clean out the pistons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those sorts of things are invaluable. You know, there's so much regulation on stuff. Come on, get out of the way and let these kids learn. Kid, do they get to that nitty gritty, or is it something that has to go beyond that?
We do. And just an aside, my dad's a mechanic and was a farm mechanic for many years. So I greatly appreciate your point about getting to those things and being able to get your hands dirty and really work on things. But yeah, we do as much as we possibly can, with those field days that I was telling you about. They're very hands on. They're all for the most part outdoors and every part of that field day, as much as we possibly can, is hands-on. And you know, the great thing about it is you just see the difference in the students, and I'll say this, especially the boys, right? So they've been in the classroom, they may have been very stifled, and they may have been told, you know, over the years, many, many years, to be quiet, sit down, don't move, do this, do that.
Yeah, right.
And then they get this opportunity to be outside and to really, they really shine, and they become the leaders, and they are really seen in a different light by their classmates, and it's incredibly empowering for them, and we give them a great deal of opportunities for next steps. So it may be with a local John Deere tractor dealer who has programs, you know, for students who are just out of high school to start training, or with a local, this was just an incredible experience. I was down in near Bakersfield last year with Grimway Farms, which is the largest carrot producer in the United States.
Yep.
And they have these incredible shops where they're literally building by hand the harvesters, the carrot harvesters. All they do is they buy the cab from John Deere. The rest of it is manufactured there in their shops. And you should see the boys' eyes, right? Yeah. They're like, we can do this? This is a job? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of opportunity that they get to see in our program and do a little bit of hands-on as much as we can. And then we keep helping them so that they can get to those opportunities in their future.
All right, I want to spend the last few minutes that we have talking about girls and women in the program right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it,
okay,
you can return it in 30
good.
Days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with some advice about data and data systems on your farm. Do you have old systems? Do you have new systems? Do you have no system? Do you keep track of the data without using a computer? There are all kinds of programs that are available. Listen, you're talking, you're listening to the guy who, I don't refuse, but I resist a lot of the technology that's available now, especially on the farm, because it's technology just for technology's sake. It doesn't save you any money, doesn't save you any time. What you need to look for are the data systems that are around, the new technology that will help. There are a couple of things they have in common, connecting to something else. The connection is usually to another system that may be on the farm. Maybe you're trying to detect when your cows come in heat. In your herd management software, you'll find the ability to do that. Connecting is now wireless for most of this stuff. Bluetooth on the farm is something that's not new. You know, as I talk about dairy and then the application of this data to other things that can be a part of any farm, whether it's produce or dairy, I think about what's happening with net neutrality. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You need to be talking to your congressman, to your senator, to leaders of the farm organizations, whether it be the National Farmers Union, which is doing a better job on this than the American Farm Bureau because they're tied to the big ag companies. But you really need to fight against the loss of net neutrality. It'll keep all these data systems from working well or at all. If you don't have the power, the speed, you're not going to be able to, the thing will be buffering all the time. So get to your representative and tell them you want to make sure net neutrality is a thing of the future. All right, Mary Kimball, Executive Director of the Center for Land-Based Learning, Female Leading Females. How much interest do you have from young girls and women who are in other careers coming over to the farm life?
Well, you may be surprised, but it's more than half. So
good.
Even whether it's our youth programs or it's our beginning farmer training, we have more women than we do men.
Isn't that
And that is a trend that you're seeing across the country in agriculture, FFA, and you know, Future Farmers of America numbers, same thing, more women than men. So, wow, we're changing the world, I say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the case because women are better at most things than men are, and I don't say that facetiously. No, I mean, I think they are. And this old business about women aren't strong enough to do things on the farm, or they, you know, this, that. The one thing, though, that I wanted to ask you when you were talking about your family, did you come from a family that planned the number of offspring as to how many people they needed to work on the farm?
Well, I think I never asked that question.
Ask that question.
There's four of us, and we did pretty much all of the work. So with my parents, of course, there was no hired help. So
there you go, ding. It's kind of fun to get to them. I don't think that goes on anymore at all, but it is kind of fun to work those numbers around. Well, you're to be congratulated on what you're doing. I think that, as I said, this ought to be something that people, and I would imagine folks call you all the time, how can I set this up in my state, or maybe there's a regional way of doing it, but it certainly is a good start on keeping people on the farm. It's the Center for Land-Based Learning at landbasedlearning.org. Mary Kimball, hats off to you and to the people who work with you. Maybe I'll have to take a trip up there. I live in Southern California in the bad weather months, so I'm happy to move around. Maybe I'll come up and see what's going on up there, because the word does need to be spread, and that's why I'm happy to do it here under the auspices of the American Family Farmer, where it's 10 minutes before the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
American Family Farmer Time is 53 past the hour. I have some further observations. I have this, my commentary portion of the program. The podcast, by the way, every week, the podcasts are available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can listen to the highlights of conversations that I have with ag leaders every single week. Ideas, solutions to problems, that's what we're doing here. So check out AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I have some thoughts on the touchy NAFTA proposals. We were talking about earlier the president's speech, the report on what he thinks he's accomplished in the first year in the State of the Union. And so I have some ideas about what's going on in these continuing conversations, which I'll get to in a moment. I want to remind those of you who are big on the web, the World Wide Web, and you may have exposed yourself or somebody has exposed something about you that you don't like. There's personal questions, maybe reputation, comments, pictures, videos, documents, articles, whatever things that may ruin your life, your career, your business. If that's a problem for you, may I suggest that you try ReputationDefender.com to help protect your good name? You can get a free consultation right now by calling 855-432-4886. That's 855-432-4886. Free expert reputation analysis and consultation to squash the unfair attacks that may be a part of your life. Make sure, I mean, there are some of the things that jump out in searches, they can figure it out. So get your reputation figured out and fixed up. Analysis available now from Reputation Defender, reputationdefender.com/Doug, or call 855-432-4886.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
All right, so the U.S. is pushing for a breakthrough in the NAFTA proposals, and they have there's been actually fairly good mood, optimism, because Canada and Mexico have come forward with some new ideas. This is a challenging problem. It really is. So the trade representative, a guy named Robert Leitzinger, told reporters in Montreal that, quote, his hope was that we start seeing some breakthroughs between now and the next round, which is supposed to take place in Mexico later this month. There are a lot of experts that are trying to frame the discussion around Canada and Mexico responding to shrinking our trade deficit. That's really what the president was talking about. That's what the concern is. We are trading. We're getting much more from Canada and Mexico than they are getting from us. And considering, especially Mexico, all the things that we kind of do for the Mexicans that are pretty obvious, we want to see more movement from our trading partners in the next couple of weeks because it's good for agriculture especially. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of trade, but because the Canadians grow so much corn, soybeans, they do a lot of the same stuff as we do, there's no real need for them to be buying it from us. Even though the crazy world that we live in, what happens is we sell our stuff to the Chinese, and so we end up buying things from Canada, like beans and corn. It's crazy. Why don't we keep the stuff here and encourage the Canadians to sell their stuff to the Chinese? As long as we're getting our market price, what difference does it make where it goes? Wouldn't you rather see American commodities stay in America? I sure as heck would. Hanging over the trade talks is the president's threat to quit the pact altogether, which was put into effect when Bill Clinton was president. He says it's a horrible deal, bad for manufacturing, bad for farmers, bad for everybody. And I don't know whether the president's views are changing, but the Canadians have indicated they want to make progress, and so have the Mexicans. So let's hold a good thought for that, all right, that reality. Good for farmers. This is American Family Farmer, 59 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.